Is your business stuck in one spot, struggling to grow? Our 8-week ProFit Business Accelerator at winninggym.com/grow has your back. Sign up now for easy wins. No more struggle, just straight growth. You've got this. Now let's head on back to the show.
You are listening to the Built to Grow podcast, delivering the knowledge in all things fitness business. We help gym owners win. Here are your hosts, Tim Lyons and Randy Engston.
All right, welcome back to the Built to Grow podcast. I'm your host, Tim Lyons, joined in studio today at HQ by Randy Engston. What's up, buddy?
Good morning. How are you?
Guten Morgen.
Gluten morning.
Gluten.
Gluten morning.
All right, y'all. We got a great episode for you today. Here's the deal. 4 years and 9 months ago, so nearly 5 years ago, we put out an episode called The Rise and Fall of the 6-Week Challenge. And just recently on YouTube, it's shot up again and we're starting to get comments. And we got a comment, somebody asking if our opinions have changed on that episode and what we think about the 6-Week Challenge. Because 5 years later, it's still a thing. It's still a big thing. And even prior to 5 years ago, it was a thing, even with different styles. So, you know, we definitely got some opinions that we want to talk about here. And, you know, and I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm not a big fan. Correct. I'm an anti-challenge guy. And, you know, and that's for good reason because we ran them here.
Well, do you want to, let's give some context to what type of challenge. You know what I mean?
Great point. So what we're talking about here is the 6 weeks free challenge.
Lead generation style.
Marketed as free. Campaign. Come in for a consultation. It is not free. It's 500 down, 700, 1,000, 1,500 down. And it's to keep you honest. Quote, if you're not watching this on YouTube, quote unquote, keep you honest, you know, when you're at that birthday party, you're not going to pick up that piece of cake because of that. You got the money on the line. If you didn't have any skin in the game, all of the sales tactics go into convincing somebody that comes in on free to join. Then they go into your program. The program consists of nutrition, fitness, and accountability. And they do 6 weeks. And the goal is to lose 20 pounds or 18 or some percentage of body fat or whatever it is. And if they do, they get a full refund or a credit forward. And if they don't, then the gym has choices. Mm-hmm. They can stay and work with them. They can, you know, whatever. They leave. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. And everybody listening to this is like, oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. Okay. Does that make sense?
It does. That's clarity. Well, I just wanted to give context to that because it's different than an internal challenge. It's different than there are the term challenge. There are ways to use a challenge. But we're specifically talking about kind of the lead generation tactic of throwing that out there to the marketplace and hoping that, you know, that brings people through the door. External marketing, yeah.
There you go. Okay. So that's the concept here. That's the hook. That's the offer in play. So what do we think about it? So I've got some notes here, but I want to. There's definitely some pros and cons, and I'm very matter of fact about this. There are pros.
Yeah.
You know, it's not all negative. Obviously, if it was all negative, nobody would do it.
We wouldn't hear about it anymore.
There's pros involved. So, but in my opinion, the pros become cons very quickly. And so the first pro is it brings in a lot of people. A lot of people get stirred up in the market. Oh my gosh. You get a lot of lead flow. Whether or not they're qualified or not is irrelevant. They're showing up on your list and you're getting a chance to work with somebody. That's a pro.
Sure. And that's a job of marketing.
Yeah, and that's a job. Another pro is, especially at the point of sale, you're collecting a bigger upfront. Okay, so you can liquidate your ad spend and continue the cycle of 500 or 1,000 in. You could put another 1,000 towards marketing and generate 5 more clients or 20 more clients or whatever. And it's just cycle of, it's a marketing wheel, right? This is a self-liquidating offer, and you're able to sell or pitch, close deals, reinvest, and keep doing it for long term. Okay, so that's another pro. But again, you'll hear real quick why it's a con. Okay, what else is a pro? It brings energy into the gym. Okay,
new blood.
It gets the gym owners excited. Yeah, that would be a pro, because if there's nothing coming in and now there's a bunch of people coming in, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah, it definitely beats the stagnant.
Yep, and I'll show you real quick why that's a con as well, because you're kind of ignoring your current clients. Mm-hmm. You're delivering all this stuff to the new folks. Okay, so those are all pros. What else? Throw some more pros at that.
I mean, I think you nailed it. I mean, those are the big ones that I can think of. I mean, the cash influx up front is always, that's what appealing. You hear from gym owners. It's appealing, right? We got some cash flow coming in, new bodies to work with. I mean, that's the pro of really any marketing campaign, but this specifically, like, you see those.
Yeah, and maybe unknown. I can't really say this is a true or false. Maybe it gets somebody to react that would not have normally reacted and showed up in your gym that needed something like this for them to react. Maybe.
Sure.
Can't
quantify or validate it. Yeah, but can't sure. validate it. It makes sense. Yeah.
Because with challenges and what we used to call bracketed programs, there's a upfront knowledge of what I'm getting into.
Yeah.
I'm getting into 6 weeks of my life. Okay. I can commit to
the micro commitment. Yeah.
And again, some people, they would rather see that than, hey, I'm going to sign up for life, because mm-hmm. that's really, it's a life. It's sure. a life of fitness, right? And so again, all pros, again, also can be cons, and I'll show you why. So, okay, so let's get into the cons, because this, I don't want you guys to think this is rainbows and butterflies. This is it becomes a big problem real quick. So the first thing is when we talk about the type of client or what they're reacting to, they're reacting to a specific time commitment and or a specific result they're looking for. 6 weeks, 20 pounds.
Yep.
That is what they're reacting to. They wrap their head around this and they come in and they do your thing. One of two things, and potentially a third thing could happen. Number one, they come in and they lose the 20 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
And they are out of pain because that was the pain that they brought them in. I needed to get this body fat off, or even sometimes muscle mass, just weight.
It's just weight. Yeah.
Weight off. I'm down 20 pounds. Thank you, Jim. I'm out of here.
Yeah.
They leave. They accomplish their goal and they leave. That's the most common. Second most common. The first most common is they don't hit their goal. That's the second thing that could happen. They don't hit their goal and then they're pissed and they leave. Okay. Or the third is they're 6 weeks regardless, whether or not they wanted to get, whether or not they got the weight off or not, their time commitments run out and now they're gone.
Yeah.
Okay. So those three things can happen. And like the gym over there that's doing this is like, well, no, we keep people. Okay. Let's talk about that.
What is your conversion?
Well, that's one thing. But the other thing is when the way this challenge works, and I feel like everybody understands this, but maybe not. When they hit their goal, the gym doesn't want to give a refund. The gym sure. wants to credit that forward into a longer term membership, and they just basically gave them 6 weeks for free, took the money first, and now they're reducing the recurring revenue.
Yep.
Okay. Let's just say that they're in for a 6 week commitment after that. And then what happens? You got to raise their rate because now their credit's used up.
Yep.
Right. So you're cannibalizing your EFT or recurring revenue with the credit forward. Again, that's a problem to sure. me, because if in our world is let's grow the recurring revenue as high as it possibly can. Consistent revenue coming in, bills paid on time, coaches being paid, owner benefit, all of the things. And when you do a challenge, you're getting this chunk of money up front. Either you respend it on more marketing, or now you've got to reduce the person's dues going forward because they hit their goal.
Mm-hmm.
Or the other side of it is they didn't hit their goal. And that's the next con that I've got. It creates this you versus them mentality.
Yeah.
The you wants them to get 19 pounds off, be so close, but not enough for the refund. And they want to get the 20 pounds to get their full refund. Is that a cohesive, aligned goal for everybody here? No, the gym owner doesn't want to get the refund and the client wants to get the refund.
Think of it like a coach coaching football, that like you get benefit to the team for every yard that they march downfield. But if they get in the end zone, you're pissed. Like, you know what I mean? That's, it's like, hey, let's get to the 99-yard line. Yeah. And then, but if you cross that over, I'm not as excited as the 99 yards you just marched.
Yeah, isn't that weird?
It's not. And again, a lot, thrown everything, all of this. This is psychology, the psychology of marketing, right? It's tapping into the psychology of the consumer to try and get them in the door, using things that aren't in alignment with what we want them to be thinking, how we want them to be thinking about health and fitness. The type of client that we want, you know, coming through our door. We talk about the lifestyle client that knows health and fitness and coming to the gym is a normal routine part of their day. If they're only doing that for a short term 6 weeks or until they hit their 20 pounds, they're probably not the right client for your business.
Yeah.
Right out of the gate. You know what I mean? So to me, it's.
Attention gym owners. Are you ready to take your business to the next level? Join our exclusive Facebook group, ProFit Accelerator, and unlock the potential to scale your gym to $30,000 a month and beyond. In the ProFit Accelerator group, we're going to focus solely on helping gym owners just like you win. We offer regular training sessions and share our best proven strategies to boost your business. Join us now by searching for ProFit Accelerator on Facebook. Be part of a community that's all about success and growth, the ProFit Accelerator, where gym owners thrive. All right, now let's get back to the show.
Well, I'll give a quick story here. So back in 2016, I ran into Alex at a mastermind I was in. And mm-hmm. Alex Ramosi was the guy that created this gym launch formula that was actually Sam's from the camp, right? So long and short is, Alex was like, hey, man, I want to share what I'm doing. I haven't really got off the ground yet, and I want to, you know, maybe partner with you, and maybe we'll do something. And so we ended up working out a deal where he flew out here, and we try to run this play, and we did. And he actually was doing the sales in the office up mm-hmm. there. This is before Zach or whatever, or maybe Zach was here. I don't remember. He was here. And Alex and I kind of created this thing where, like, well, it was his thing, but we were testing it here. Does this have half legs? Does it have legs? What is it all about? And this was before the company was created, yeah. right? This yeah. was before that. And the first thing I noticed is a different type of person was showing up at the door. You know, we were used to a specific type of client, a specific type of vehicle, a different human being, if sure. you will. And they would come in, they were different. They were didn't live in the area. They were reacting to free. And they came in and they just didn't fit. Like something was off. Mm-hmm. So we kind of went down this path, and you were here, and, oh, yeah. and we were running it, and, you know, we were getting clients, and it was just not, it was different. I don't know how to explain it. It was like our current clients were on one side of the room, and then all these new people that were reacting to this free challenge were on this other side of the room, and they just didn't align. They didn't align in the fact that they were not lifestyle clients like we really enjoy. They were from different areas. I mean, some lived around here, but we were hearing about people driving 30 minutes.
30, 40 minutes, yeah.
To come over here. And it's like, well, this isn't going to be a long term. Nobody's going to drive 45 minutes to work out 4 days a week, right?
Exactly.
They'll do it for 6 weeks for free.
For free, yeah.
Right? So we kind of ran this thing, and, you know, Alex often left, and we were kind of running this thing for about, I think we put a six-month game plan together, and we were like, let's reevaluate at 6 months. And at 6 months, we realized right away, people are not a good fit. We were having bad reviews starting to show up. Yep. People weren't getting their refunds because, you know, they didn't hit their goal or whatever. And there was just this, it was really interesting, really quick. And from that point on, we stopped any challenge because this, we just realized, and Zach, you know, we were talking just the other day. We're like, man, remember that,
yeah.
right? We won't do the challenges anymore because it didn't align with, one, what we believed in. Mm-hmm. This bait and switch thing was really a bad look. We got the bad reviews.
Yep.
Now, granted, we've changed our, like, the reviews don't live out there anymore because it was on Pulse Fitness versus where we've changed just over the last year to 2 years for Legacy, but it was interesting.
Sure.
And so I, just so you guys are clear, I was involved earlier before anybody else listened to this, right? Like nobody knew Alex. Yeah. Nobody knew him.
Yeah.
Nobody knew Jim. Jim Launch didn't exist.
We were a full blown agency at that time too.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
We were acquiring, like we knew how to acquire clients. This was a just a different kind of play to do that. And that's why we were, I mean, it was a test. And that's the beauty of what we get to do every day, is this is a testing ground before we turn and we push anything to anybody else, right? One thing that I want to talk to or mention is part of what you were just talking about is, as those people, like every gym owner we talk to, we love to use the term culture. The culture of my gym is different, right? Yeah. You come into here, it's different than where you go, you know, any other gym that you walk into. Well, you don't get to force culture necessarily, right? It's like the culmination of the people that walk through your door.
Sure.
People that join, that are you. Yeah, exactly. Like it's the kind of the combination of all of those things. But your clients have a big, big part of the culture of your gym. The type of people you attract. What are their common interests? What are their similarities, mutual, you know, hobbies? All of those things cater to the culture of your gym. And you said it when you said, like, it was like our current clientele were on this half of the gym and then these challengers were on the other half of the gym. And it was almost like a clashing of cultures. It was like two different types of clients in the same building.
It was 100%.
And so it ruffled feathers with the existing clientele and the existing culture of the gym. That's something that, I mean, that alone could damage the way that you look and feel about your whole business.
And I hear this a lot, guys. I mean, I hear gyms like we work with or have calls with, like it nearly ruined them when they ran this play.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if they're running it with the gym launch formula or other styles.
Now there's hundreds of them.
Yeah. There's a bunch of people doing it, but they tell me, oh my God, I almost closed my doors because this thing was, you know, cannibalized everything. And the other thing it does is it breaks your systems.
Yep.
And here's the thing, right? You run this thing, get all these people in, and now you're delivering a different model, different service, different product, different delivery to the challenge folks versus the current membership.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, current members are over here. Maybe they're on autopilot. Maybe they're just going down the trail and they're getting trained. They're getting their accountability. Everything's good. Then you bring in this new crop for this offer that you throw into the market, and now you've got to just over deliver into all these things, and you've got a big mass of people, and it typically breaks something. It'll break your coaches. You know, they're stressed out, they're overworked, they don't know how to juggle back and forth between the two types of clients that they've got. The owner's going in overdrive, they're spending more money than they ever have, and they're talking to more people, and they got to track all this stuff, and it's like, oh my gosh, I do all this work, and at the end of the day, how many people stay for years and years? I have a slide coming up in my Perform Better presentation I showed you. I actually showed it with our coaching clients the other day. And it just shows the type of clients that we attract here with our current model, our current, like this isn't today, today's market. In between nine clients, the total of revenue is over $500,000 between just nine clients that have been here for 10 years, 15 years, 20, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Not 20 years yet, because we'll get there. We'll get there almost. It's going to be pretty wild to be in business 20 years.
I can't believe that we're sitting at this table this deep and how much further that goes.
Can't stop, won't stop. Anyways. So that's another thing. They came in for one thing, and then you got to sell them into something else. That's another con, right? So they come in for this thing. They've got their head wrapped. So when they see these ads, they've got their head wrapped around 20 pounds.
Yeah.
They've already lost it in their head. I'm going to come in, and I lost the weight. And whether or not the 6 weeks does it for them, they were sold on that thing. And now what you're trying to do, it's so messed up. Like when they come in, the solution is the challenge. And at the end, the solution is not the, God, let me rephrase this. When they come in, the challenge is the solution. That's what you're selling them. Guy, we just got to get you in 6 weeks, 20 pounds. And at the end of the 6 weeks, you talked crap about the challenge. That wasn't nothing. What you really need is a lifelong 12-month, 20-year plan. That's just to get you started. But when they first came in, this is all they needed.
Yeah.
And now you are flipping on them, and you're just, because you're selling them.
Because you have to sell. Yeah.
And you're selling them. And when I say sell, I'm not saying it in a good way. I'm saying you're convincing them. Well, Tim, they don't know what they don't need. Do you? if you knew what they needed, you would not sell them that 6 week quick fix, magic bullet, magic weight loss pill.
Yeah, it's like a crash diet type you know, mentality.
You know, gym owners, when you're running that style of programming, you know it's not the best solution.
How many gym owners are selling that as the intro offer to their gym, and they're not even a weight loss facility?
I saw everybody running. I saw mixed martial arts places running it. I saw CrossFit's running it. And they still run it. Like, let's be honest. They still run it because it drums up business.
It gets people through the front door, or it has the ability to get somebody through the front door. But again, it's not a long-term solution for growing a facility. It's a hook. It's one play.
It becomes a cyclical, never-ending marketing and sales company.
Hey there, gym owners. Is your business standing strong, making at least 30K or more a month? And you're seeking the next challenge, like what's the next step in your journey? Well, look no further than the Iron Circle. Our elite growth community is the place for gym owners just like you who are not satisfied with the status quo. We'll show you how to take your business from good to great and from a strong gym into a powerful fitness legacy. Head on over to our website and apply to join the Iron Circle at ironcircle.net and start your journey to the next level today. All right, we'll see you inside the show. Bye.
Because you're losing people as fast as you're bringing them in. We got a great example. I won't use his name here, but he came into our coaching program off of a six-week challenge coaching thing he got out of. And he couldn't keep his clients longer than 6 weeks, whether they signed up for the challenge 6 weeks or the regular membership for 6 weeks. And he was constantly churning. And the guy, 1,500, 2,000 square feet, is spending $12,000 a month in marketing because he has to do it to keep up, keep up, keep up. And as soon as he's making the money, he's putting it right back out there into Facebook. Right?
He has to. And that's the thing. And that's a problem when you create, like, if you think of just even the long-term client, the lifestyle client mentality, you know, if you know that that person's coming in and just on average, you can stretch it out to a year, 2 years, 3 years, and your average membership length, those are the people that are carrying the weight of, you know, the burden of paying your bills and keeping your expenses covered and things like that. When you're when you shorten that cycle and you go down to 6 weeks and it's every 6 weeks, think about that. Every month and a half, was it 2 months? 6 weeks, not even a month and a half, right? Yeah. Every month and a half, you're having to resell the lot, that same group of people. You know, you're selling them, hopefully converting some of them into memberships. We know it's not going to be the majority of them. But then on top of that, you have to replace all of those people that are no longer with you every 6 weeks. So you do. You become a marketing and sales company. All of your attention as a gym owner becomes marketing and sales. Your team's delivery is the absolute last thought of anything that you have. You're not worried about keeping people long. Yeah. You're not thinking about, like, hey, how is the delivery?
How was the training session? How is that form?
Exactly. Is that, what is that doing for me keeping a client? No, it's, oh, I just got to get through this so that I can get somebody else in my next consultation and close them.
That's all you think. You end up focusing just on how many consultations you got.
Yep.
Gym owners are listening to this. They're nodding your head because you're like, you're right. Yeah. I'm not thinking about the product at hand. I'm not thinking about my gym as a, like, the programming itself and the training itself and the delivery.
Client experience.
All I'm caring about is when's that next client coming in.
Yep.
And that's not what you signed up for. You signed up to take care of people. And I'm not certain that this is taking care of people at all.
I think for most gym owners, especially those that have come from the trainer seat, mm-hmm. right? Their care, their passion, the reason that they do this, then they get into that gym owner role and they want to have that amazing client experience. They want to deliver a superior product that people will walk through their doors and buy a membership to their gym because of. Mm-hmm. But then you bolt in something like this to attract basically anybody and everybody that bites, mm-hmm. and it forces your attention over. You don't have the luxury of just focusing on the delivery of the product and being able to do that anyways anymore, because the marketing and the sales takes such a big portion of even just the mental capacity and the resources of the your sales or your team, right? Everything's slighted to the marketing and the sales. The last thought is delivering a superior product, or the color of the walls, or the music that you're playing, or any of the things that we know actually lead to long-term retention for a client.
Yep.
And you wonder why after 6 weeks they're making a decision to go find the next challenge or go to the next gym or go somewhere else.
I would take a look. If you've been running this style of marketing for a year or 2 years, I would take a hard look at all the people that you signed up, and then take a look at how many people you currently have. And it's probably 20 to 1.
Oh, man, I wish. Do you remember the after the challenge? I mean, it was dismal how many people had stayed.
One, that's the key. Two. There you go. There's your tell. Like, during your challenge times, you got a bunch of people. And then when there is no challenge, you got no people. What is that telling you?
Yeah.
It's telling you that people aren't staying after that first thing. They're coming in for the free thing. They're coming in because you hooked them. You're convincing them. Your reviews, everything takes a hit. There's nothing positive here, in my opinion.
When you have it all on the table and you're able to look at and weigh the pros versus the cons.
And I will give anybody the benefit of the doubt. You've tried it and you didn't know any better. Like, we didn't know it. This was when we did this in 2016, maybe 20, early 17. I gotta go back and look, but nobody knew what the hell this was.
No. I mean, there was none of the big brands around it. There was none of the people selling this. I mean, it was the model of
the brand didn't exist yet. He was just getting off the ground. Yep. And, you know, credit to him, nothing bad to say. He's a smart dude.
He's a marketing and sales expert.
He told us that.
He's a marketing and sales expert. That's what he's provided. And he's done really well at marketing and sales.
Yep. But I don't think this is the best solution for a gym.
I agree.
It's the best solution for that company to sell it to you because it's pretty exciting. It generates a bunch of cash, but it basically blows out your foundation.
Well, and you can see that now. And we did an episode a month and a half ago about like the ridiculous claims that are now out there with every other company that's running these things. Mm-hmm. You know, when they're telling you guys you can have 400, 500 new members to your gym, those aren't members. Those are trials that are walking to your gym for 6 weeks. If you never convert them into a long-term membership, I mean, I wouldn't even call it a member.
Yeah.
You know, and we know.
They're trials, yeah.
They're trials. Prospect. I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that, right? We need people in our gym to have the opportunity to sell. But at the end of the day, if everything else that we're talking about, if the culture is changing, if the quality of your training has to change, if your focus becomes all the new members and the people who have been here with you for years are pushed to the side because these guys getting all the bells and whistles and anything you could throw at the table to get them a result, because that's what you need to do for them. Who wants to run that business? I mean, it takes the gym. It doesn't matter what you're selling them into. I mean, you're marketing and you're selling, and that's it. And that's the whole focus. And that's, to me, as a gym owner who started, you know, because you care about the results of your clients, you want people, you know, sticking around and staying with you long-term. Everybody talks about the people that got started with them that they've had forever. Mm-hmm. If you want more of those types of people, do the things that are going to draw in those types of people. You can't have your cake and eat it too. And this is one of those things where the solution to acquiring more leads, it sounds real good. And then when you actually get in the weeds and you actually do it, and you end up finding out that all of these problems came with it. Mm. And I mean, we've hundreds of gym owners that we've worked with have gone through these programs. And I can't tell you one that after the fact is still, you know,
well, I'll tell you what, if it worked, they wouldn't be on the phone with us.
That's true.
Right. Why are they calling us if they've got that thing? Right. If that's the solution. That ain't this. It, just because it causes so many problems. Anyways, guys, listen, we're here to help you win.
Yeah.
End of the day, that's all we care about is you as the gym owner. You're being bombarded by ridiculous claims. I've got screenshots of ads that are in my presentations coming up, but it's pretty wild. You're right. Market sophistication's well into the fours.
Yep.
And the ridiculous claims. I saw one, 150 new members guaranteed no money. Okay.
Okay is the only problem. Nope.
So no money. So the only way that would work is if the agency uses their own money and sells and collects all the money and then hands them off to you after some period of time. What did they sell them to get them in to convince them? And then now you've got to deliver
on that
from somebody from the outside pitching them into something. If you have two options, one is you got a client that is motivated to come in and create a lifestyle for themselves that you don't need to sell hard, right? You just need to give them some guidance. Here's what we do. This is how I think we can help you, Mrs. Johnson, versus, well, we need your money because we need to hold you accountable for the cake that you're going to eat down the road at a birthday party. And then when you're done with that, that challenge that you just did, that wasn't really the solution that I, you know, what you really need is this over here. And now you look like a two-faced person to the end consumer. Just not starting off in the right way.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I mean, you're creating a relationship on shaky ground, and you're expecting this person to stick around for 3, 4, 5, 10 years. Good luck.
15 years. Yeah. So, anyways, that's our take. I don't know. It's pretty one sided, but that's what we believe. I'm not a fan of these types of challenges. I think there's too many cons, and I think you are a con if you're conning people into making these choices because they came in for a thing and then you're
especially if it breaks your integrity as the owner, as the person selling it.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't in good conscience make like believe in what you're actually selling, like that is the solution for their long-term success. You are a con artist. You're a used car salesman, you know, trying to get it off the lot. You don't care about the wheels falling off once it left.
They get off the lot. Yeah.
And that's to me, it feels the same.
It feels way. Greasy, snake oily, you know. So hopefully the message is clear for where we stand. So that's it for this episode. Until next time, keep changing lives. We'll see you on the next show. Bye. All right. Thanks for listening to another episode of the Built to Grow podcast. If you want more help growing your business, join our free Facebook group, Profit Accelerator, helping training gyms grow to $30,000 a month and beyond. We'd love to see you there. Go check out the show notes for the link. And keep building something great, and we'll see you in the next episode.